Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope today. I'm super excited to introduce you to our first guest, Sandra Kuz. Sandra is an intuitive trauma release and self-empowerment coach, certified traumatic incident reduction facilitator, Reiki master, teacher, and published author. Her passion and dedication for trauma healing was born as a result of her own traumatic past. She was molested as a child, bullied in school, sexually assaulted and raped as a young adult. Sandra felt lost for many years until she discovered the roadmap that would lead her to her true healing and transformation. Welcome to the show today, Sandra.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
My gosh, seeing all of these things that you've endured right away, my heart is just so empathic. It's like, oh my gosh, I can only imagine how you must have felt, you know, being bullied, being sexually molested, all the trauma that you've had to go through. So now you are living life trauma free.
Yes.
And how long has it been since you've lived life trauma free?
Well, my healing journey began in my early 20s, and it took me almost 20 years to really be completely free of trauma and coming back to myself.
And before you and I began the show today, we were talking in the back in the green room about how, you know, once you really release and let go and totally heal from the trauma, nobody can take that away from
you.
Right?
It's so empowering, and you will not take anything from anyone anymore. You know, once you've healed, you have your own power back, and you completely embrace who you are. You love yourself so deeply. I think this is the main journey from trauma to self-love, is the healing journey, because once you love yourself unconditionally, if someone has a bad day and says, wow, your makeup is weird, you say, okay. Doesn't faze you anymore, because you do know you are beautiful, you feel beautiful, and no one can ever take this away from you anymore.
Yes, so that's so good. You said the key words of owning your own empowerment, and that you're not going to give your power away to an outside source. So that's really key.
Yeah.
However, when you were molested and when you were, you know, bullied and the things that you were going through, you were a child too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So at that point in time, you didn't really have the empowerment back then.
No.
And this was the reason why you became a life coach and a Reiki master and a transformative specialist.
Yes.
Right? So that you can help other people that are carrying around their trauma today, but don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And for me, it's like the more I healed, the more I understood trauma. Trauma just makes sense to me. You know, like everything that has to happen, what we really have to do to let it go. It's not really as difficult as we think. We just have to know how. And there's so many different ways to do that. And after me healing myself and feeling how I feel, I was like, everybody should feel like this, because this is incredible. And so, yeah, it has really become my passion and purpose to help others, because it is possible. I'm living proof. I didn't do much different than anybody else. I did most of the healing by myself. And it's possible, and it's so worth it. Healing your trauma is just the beginning of an amazing journey.
Now, did you use, when you said you did a lot of the healing by yourself, did you, like, I also did a lot of my own healing as well. And for me, it was really, really important that I really step into my own inner healer, my own inner authority. And I used journaling as a practice. Is that something that you used in your healing modality?
No. I wasn't introduced to journaling until years later.
Oh.
Now I work with journaling with my clients, but I didn't have that when I grew up. I have to say I grew up in Germany. And when I was in my 20s, I was still very religion-based, not so much spiritual. So when I say I'm interested in crystals, they were looking at me like, what? So I didn't really have the support that I would have needed spiritually. But for me, it actually started with a crystal. I had a friend of mine who was very spiritual. And he saw me one time sitting on my couch being completely defeated. And he stood in front of me, hands on his hips, saying, get a quartz crystal already. I had no idea what he meant, but okay. I did, and I took it to bed with me for about 3 months, and I started to feel better. I started to feel lighter.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of my healing journey and my introduction to spirituality, which led me to become a Reiki master and learn more about how energy works and everything. And now I combine the three-dimensional trauma healing with the spiritual aspect, and the transformation my clients go through is so powerful just by combining the different methodologies.
So it started with a crystal, and I think that's really cool. It started with a crystal, and then of course that opened you up to the spirituality, and then you started looking at all of the other ways that you can heal your life.
Exactly.
Right? So okay. I'm German too. Ich bin auch Deutsch.
Wunderbar.
I've been here in this country since I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long have you been here?
18 years. I came here when I was 30.
Okay. So did you come here to get married, or did you meet your husband overseas, or how did that?
Well, we met online.
Oh, you met online. Okay.
By chance. It wasn't planned. It wasn't a dating site. It was by chance. And yes, 3.5 years later, we got married in Germany, and then I came over here to live with him because he's Canadian. So, yes.
So you're in Canada.
Love brought me over. Yes, I'm in Canada.
Love brought you over. Yeah, so that's good. Wow. So I can relate to the whole stoic German religious, you know, programs of, that's a lot to undo there.
It is. 7 years.
That's a lot. That's a lot to undo. So then tapping into your own spirituality and your own gifts as a healing woman, as a medicine woman.
Right.
Using the crystals, using Reiki, and then, your trauma, your consciousness, and then your spirituality, and now you're helping others. So are you living in Toronto? Is that where you're living? Or
no, I live in Windsor, which is 4 hours away from Toronto, give or take. I'm just at a border to Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Now, we have a lot of clients and a lot of, listeners and friends and that tune into us from Canada. So I'm close to Canada here. I live an hour away from the Vancouver BC border.
Nice.
So, so now what do you do? What do you do? You book client sessions, you do one-on-one work, how is it that people can find you and, look you up and contact you?
Okay. Well, what I do is I work mostly one-on-one at this point, because trauma healing for me is so personal. Mm-hmm. And even though we all do have the same journey to take, the journey is always different. Mm-hmm. I don't have two clients that work in the same way with me. So that's why I love all the different modalities that I have. I use trauma release coaching. I use spiritual coaching. I use traumatic incident reduction, which is an amazing modality no one has ever heard of.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it. I've heard of a lot of them.
Yes, it's been around since the 80s. It's amazing. It's helping to release the triggers in a very gentle but fast way. So basically 5 to 6 sessions, you can release one traumatic incident.
Who developed it?
Good question.
Okay.
I forgot the name, but you can look it up at tira.org. That's their main website.
Yeah.
And they get all the information how it works. And I offer, of course, Reiki, and I work in so many different ways with my clients. I couldn't pinpoint them exactly. I'm very intuitive, so I go by my intuition what exactly they need at this very moment. And so I switch back and forth a lot.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're trusting your intuition and tuning into that. How can people look you up? Do you have a website, Facebook,
yes.
LinkedIn?
My website is riseaboveyourstory.com. I'm on Facebook under Rise Above Your Story. On LinkedIn under Sandra Kuz. I'm also on Instagram, but I don't really post that much. I just don't understand Instagram, honestly.
Yeah.
But if people are interested, I wrote a book called Journey to Yourself, How to Heal from Trauma.
Oh.
It starts with my own story and then continues on demystifying trauma. I basically explain what trauma really is, what it is, and what we can do to heal. I give room for notes, exercises, journaling prompts to really help people start on their own healing journey.
Yes, this is such an important work right now. You know, living trauma-free, living life after trauma. So that work that you're doing, so many people need it. So good for you.
Where can they
find the book?
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. This is what it looks like.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And of course, if you go to my website and scroll further to the bottom, you can get a signed copy from me or direct links on Amazon and Barnes & Noble if you like to make it easier.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, great. So did you speak English before you came to America?
Yes. We had to learn English in school.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as good as now.
Right.
But yes, I did.
Well, congratulations for writing a book and completing it in another language. So that's a big deal. This is all big stuff. It's all big stuff to heal from our trauma and to claim our true sovereign power and stand in our medicine and our healing energy. And so good for you. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate you. And we look forward to talking to you again.
I would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thanks so much for being here. Thanks everybody for listening. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest. Julie DeLuca Collins is the founder and CEO of Go Confidently Services and the host of the popular Casa de Confidence podcast. As a business and life strategist coach, Julie helps women and business owners launch and grow their businesses, get clients, be productive, and achieve their dreams. Julie helps her clients create simple habits to achieve goals and change lives. Julie is also the best-selling author of the newly released book, Confident You: Simple Habits to Live the Life That You've Imagined. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm sorry, my voice seems to be going away as soon as you introduce me.
That's silly. So we're just clearing. And now I'm so glad that you're coming on and that you're doing this incredible work empowering women and also helping women build businesses so that they can live financially free.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that this is one of the reasons that, I've been so passionate about this. I grew up in an environment in which my mom was highly educated. She came from a great family that had many comforts, yet as a woman, she also felt helpless at times. And definitely, you know, we had some struggles growing up as a single mom with my mom. So I want other women to know that they can do anything they set their mind to, that they have the power to achieve their dreams. It just takes very specific things that they need to make sure that they are doing and have the right support system. And nothing is unattainable as long as you're willing to work for it.
Yeah. Do you feel like it starts with women deciding and choosing that I don't want this anymore, I want this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's always a level of comfort in the discomfort of the life we don't like, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that many women also follow a path and, you know, we're told we have to do this. And if you go here and you marry and you have kids, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we also limit our potential and we limit the possibilities of what else could happen, right? One of the clients, for instance, that I was working with, she really wanted to go back to school. And one of the things that she found is that she's like, I'm too old. And we have these stories because we haven't seen somebody else do it. Or we think, well, maybe they did it and they're special. There's nothing special about me. And I want to be able to breathe belief into people so that they know that they can achieve it. And time is going to go by anyway, right? So you can do it. And if that's something that you want to do because you want to up-level your career or you want to start something new, it's possible.
You know, if I was sitting in the audience and I'm listening to you, I would right away believe in what you're saying because you're so clear in your communication as a speaker and as an empowerer. So I'm just
you're
letting
so kind. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely doing that. So I can feel the energy, the clarity, and the inspiration. And you are a speaker. You do speak on stages, right?
Absolutely. I have been speaking on stages well since my high school career. I grew up in a very large Catholic church that had a very active youth group, and I became a peer leader, and I would go to different conferences and retreats and became very familiar with speaking on stage. Throughout my career in education, in the education industry as well, I did a lot of conferences and have been asked to speak in many stages. So I'm very familiar with being able to communicate with others, and I continue to work at that so that my message is clear and also is able to impact and help others, right? Because we all sit through speeches and sometimes we think, well, this is nice, but what can I actually take away from that that is going to be relevant to me and I can put into motion?
Yes, that's really true. How can I put this into motion? What can I take away? What's the takeaway? And then actually then go embody it and make it real in your life. So that, right, you know, that you're utilizing the wonderful wisdom that you gleaned from the event that you went to.
Yeah, so absolutely.
What got you started on this path?
Well, you know, after 20 years in a corporate career, I continued to climb the corporate ladder. And as you get higher and higher, you start finding that there aren't that many of us women in that role. And it's hard to embody something that we don't see, right? And one of the things that I did is I was definitely on a self-empowerment or self-improvement path. And I got my coaching certification. And of course, throughout the years, I've mentored and done leadership programs. And as I was doing a lot of that, many women would come and say, hey, do you mind? How do I open a business? Or how do I do this? And a lot of that stuff comes very naturally to me. I've been very successful in helping other companies do that and grow, which is great. But then I found like, that there is a need. And sometimes you just need someone, you know, to communicate in a way that you can understand it. I think that in a male-dominated world, we can find information. And there's a lot of great gentlemen and male that are coaches and really are business strategists that can help and support somebody. But sometimes we women sort of speak in our own little language that we understand. We know, you know, for instance, I have a client that spoke to me yesterday and she was really struggling. We were talking about her business, but there was something personal going on, right? And the issue is that she needed to talk to somebody. And those are the things that at times, if we kind of don't get rid of that, it becomes a stumbling block in actually getting into action for our business. So after she spoke about it, she wasn't looking for a solution. She wasn't looking for advice, but she was looking for just vent it out. And having that ability to do so is what allows her to then feel like, okay, I can do this. And that's what got me started, is the ability to see that I can do that for others.
That's such a powerful message of what you just shared. Ladies, what you just talked about here with what women need is they don't need you to come up with the solutions for them. Sometimes they just need to be heard, and they just need to hear themselves to you know, air the energy out. You know, when you said that you guys were meeting for a business meeting, but then something personal come up, it's really all the same. It's all the same. Right. Because, you know, we have to clear out the personal so that when we show up for the business, that we're not showing up with our emotions stuffed in, or, you know, there's something hidden underneath. We can't live like this anymore because we've lived like this for far too long.
Absolutely. You know, if you practice yoga, there is a saying in the yoga world that it's how you show up at your mat is how you show up everywhere else. And the same thing, really, and it applies to our life. If how we show up in one area of our life tends to then go into how we show up in other areas. So it's important to be able to, one, become aware, be curious. And I think we don't take enough time to be curious as to what am I thinking? What am I feeling? That will affect what we think, affects how we act. And if we're not taking action in our business, if we're not doing something, it's because there's something that we're thinking and feeling that is creating that inaction.
Right, because our body responds to what we think.
Absolutely.
Our body responds to what we think. So that's our body responds to those thoughts. And so if our thoughts are there's something that needs to be aired out that hasn't been aired out, the body then responds to feeling that energy, and it's important that we acknowledge it and clear it out so that we can then carry on and, you know, meet the people and create and build a successful life. So you are available for speaking engagements and for one-on-one sessions for business, for clients to message you, people to message you, discover what it's like to work with you. How can people find you?
Sure. I am Julie DeLuca Collins and all of the social media platforms. You can also find me at goconfidentlycoaching.com. I'm happy to set up a strategy session. You know, even if I am not the right fit for you, there's sometimes you just need to talk it out with someone, whether you're in different phases of business. And there's three distinct areas, right? You're beginning a business, maybe you're growing it, or maybe you're scaling it. And wherever area you are, you may need someone to be able to just share, here are some things that I see, these are some concrete steps you can take, and I'm happy to give you that information and share. And if I am not the right fit, I'm happy to connect you with the right person, because connections are important. We're all part of one community overall.
That's good. That's good. I want to talk to you further at another appointment to talk to you about coming into our app, where I feature world's best leading entrepreneurs, experts, practitioners, speakers in our app. So it's the KS Media app. For those of you that haven't downloaded the app, download it from your App Store or Google platform and download it and create your free account, get your free ebook, and go and answer the universal question. What would it feel like if you lived your world's desire? What if you
said
yes to your soul? So thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today. You certainly inspired us. And we're going to be in touch with you. Sharing with you are the links from the social media so that you can share it with your...
Absolutely. Cornelia, what a pleasure. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing, because I think that the message and getting people to connect with information and share knowledge is so powerful. I appreciate you. And I'm going to download my app now.
Good. And thank you, everybody. Stay tuned next for the Diane McClay Show. She's going to knock your socks off. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.